Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
That'd be cool.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chuckle Holy Sandwich shit. Podcast. We've got a very special guest today, which is... Mr. Jordan of Captain Sparkles here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. That was abrupt. Thanks for having me.
We were just having a normal conversation,
that
and I just
me.
Busted
that
out.
Genuinely,
well, because none of you guys
me.
Saw that the crew here they were going like this, like they were
let's
ready.
Go. Okay,
they were ready
stop
to
having
start.
A conversation. Come on, not getting paid for
well,
this.
Well, I thought the energy was good in the conversation, so I thought you know.
So you,
we,
so
it
you
was,
just decided
and then
to
I all
scream
of a sudden
out, "Hey, everybody!"
Well, I decided to just kind of make a decision for all of us.
That's right.
And you know, just.
I feel like
just
my
go
heart
for
rate
it.
Spiked
yeah.
when you did that.
Like really loud.
That
scared the
scared
shit
me.
Out of all of you.
I was like still like moving things around. I was like, oh my god.
Abrupt Jesus. Getting here and then abrupt starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything
dude,
is abrupt.
We woke up and we're like, we need a guest for the podcast.
Yeah.
And you
were
the first
like,
person.
It wasn't that positive. You were like, we need a guest for the
yeah.
podcast.
I'm going to be in stuck
normal,
with these guys in, again.
Schlatt has a mode when you first wake up, it's like you start in a what is it, vocal fry? You start in vocal fry where you're like, and then it slowly starts to turn into a human voice. Mm. Like you're like the various switches of your
my cords.
Real
my
flesh
cords,
over
yeah.
Metal endoskeleton.
Metal endoskeleton.
Vocal.
Yeah.
Meter visual meter is you know,
and so I said, oh, we need to find
this
a guest
podcast,
for the podcast
is layered at this point.
And I was like, well, shit, Captain Sparkles is here, aka Pros Don't Talk Shit.
He really
he's
knows
in the
history.
Fucking lobby oh, right now, he's in the Modern Warfare 2 lobby, tearing up a domination match.
God, I would be absolutely pathetic if I hopped on today.
Oh,
it would
dude,
be so bad,
dude. You want to know something? I have a Call of Duty commentary channel. Myself that
really?
I still touch every now and then, but every time I log back on and do some fucking recordings, it's all shit.
When was the last time you posted?
Late last year.
Okay.
Yeah,
I went and did a video like 3 years ago on it after not
really?
Posting for like nine
oh,
years.
Wow.
Yeah, I got what was the original like Battle Royale Call of Duty that they came out with a few years ago,
right.
whatever that was.
Blackout.
Yeah, yeah I
called?
Think that's what it
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Pros Don't Talk Shit. I can't even say my name on my channel, dude. Got to keep it family
yeah,
friendly.
You were
Pros,
clean.
Yeah,
you
what's
clean.
Up, Pros Don't Talk Shit here? And I just pretended like, you know, nothing happened for the last
wow.
9 years.
See, wow. I had made a concerted effort because I loved those days so much. I like grew up on Call of Duty commentary.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you, CNNers, fucking Woody's Gamertag, all that shit. And I on this channel that I have, which is kind of like a passion project, I made a concerted effort to only play the old Call of Duties.
Right,
so
right.
I'm not fucking touching Warzone. I'm not doing any of that. Everyone's right. always like, dude, why are you playing fucking World at War, man?
Because they're better.
They
it's
are
also
better.
It's just how you like feel
yeah.
going back on that. It's you know, there's that nostalgia sense I think
yeah,
about
man.
Back then. I obviously like. Life is better now, I guess, than when I was, you know, living with my mom.
Yeah.
But still, you're like, I don't know, it was simpler. You
it
just
was.
Played
it
video
totally
games,
was.
And you know, there's nothing else to worry about.
You get home from school, and you're like, oh man, I gotta hop into Modern Warfare 2. Oh
yep.
man, all
man.
The guys are hopping into the lobby.
Dude,
Xbox 360.
Oh, the
got
360.
That little. Got, basically look like you're like an outbound telemarketer.
Oh
with that
my
thing.
God, the mic.
Oh yeah, all those accessories, dude. Yeah. You had to pay $100 for Wi-Fi on that thing.
Yeah, you did.
Gotta make sure you mute it when you walk away. The little switch thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, welcome to the podcast. I mean, we've got a lot of questions for you because you are sort of the golden goose.
And not all of them are going to be easy.
Oh, God.
Not all of them are going to be easy. And that, Charlie here.
Yeah. Yeah. Some, like, he's got some journalism beforehand.
He's got some serious gripes that he needs to solve.
Gripes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yep. Some big things we're going to really dig into. The first of which, if you take a look behind you, right here, you'll see the bright neon sign that says Chuckle Sandwich.
It's
that is the name of the
budget.
Podcast we're on. And funny enough, we like to sort of say we're all different parts of this sandwich. Yeah. So, for instance,
The mayonnaise. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
It's okay.
I'm the butt pieces of bread that keep the sandwich together.
But wait, like specifically the
like
end of the loaf?
Yeah.
Like the part
that
you avoided for so long, but then you're like, okay, well, I guess we'll use those for, you know.
Okay.
It's like the all crust.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, can you please like horizontally slice this to get rid of that crust?
Which is actually...
No, Freddie was the diagonal.
He did go diagonal. He made a point to say diagonal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Freddie Wong, who was on, was he's the diagonal slice. That's what he said he was.
I'm the meat.
Yes, Charlie is the meat.
You know how it is. But, Jordan, here on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast, what part of the sandwich do you think you are?
See, it's a shame because you said the meat and I would have gone for bacon. No. But
no,
I'll go.
No, you
well,
actually,
can be.
Well, it's so interesting.
Honey mustard.
We have to get back into this. It's so interesting you say that because when Charlie first said that he was the meat, I had some concerns that it would be an alienating thing. And it's.
But can I just say, we had an episode where Emma just nonchalantly, she threw out bacon. She went for it. And that's not a problem.
Interesting.
To me.
So you are welcome. Even though it seems like Charlie is taking
you are
all of the meat, you are welcome to be whatever ingredient you want. Because then you're doubling up on it. You're getting extra.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong.
I mean, honey mustard is an alternative, though. If you want to claim
I don't want to claim. No,
you
listen,
can,
man,
though.
I
you're
am
allowed.
What I am.
You can.
Okay? And you are what you are. We can be here between the bread
what
together.
Is, like, so now, if you're wondering what your truth is, like, what is your truth when it comes to being a piece of the sandwich?
I just don't know what about, like, the add-ons I'm more excited about when I see it on the menu. Like, I can add bacon to this, or I can add honey mustard.
Well, now, why would you add honey mustard if I'm already the mayo?
Well, what do you mean? Mayo and honey mustard go together.
You're adding pebbles. Okay, but I'm the sauce.
You just said
you're the mayo.
But mayo is the only sauce you need sometimes.
We can really
what?
Get into this.
So
I
why are
like
you getting
you've
why
set
are you
yourself
getting
up
yes.
here to be absolutely
I've never
fun.
Seen you be this aggressive over
why
like
you stepping on my toes
from
about you being the you are you trying to be a better
toes.
Sauce than me?
Yeah. Gross, man. Do you have a wait. Do you have a one sauce
said,
thing? Because you said, I can be the only so you think as soon
well,
as you
just
put a
took
single
the
sauce,
fucking meat, you took all the
I didn't
meat on
take
a sandwich,
the meat,
bro.
All right?
You could have said I'm the sauce, but you
well, no,
said
I'm the mayo,
I'm the mayo,
which is the sauce. Well,
apparently, that's all you can have, though.
Well, it's funny, too,
which
because
feels
you
worse.
Just said that you were, like, nervous about him being here, and now you're just actively berating him for his choice.
Well, he took,
I'm
he's
open
stepping
to
on
meeting
my toes.
New people.
Truth.
You're not open to sauce.
The first thing
people.
He did was he stepped on my toes. He said, I want to be the honey mustard. Well, there's already sauce on the fucking sandwich.
How is that a problem? Why can't you have mayo and honey mustard?
Because all you
and
need is a mayo
if
sometimes.
If Freddie Wong is the cut, like that just involves everything.
That's like
already,
an abstract
right?
concept, right? So I don't know why he's doing this to you right now.
Have you never had honey mustard on your mayo sandwich? Like, does it offend you? If you're behind someone at Subway and they order honey mustard and mayo, do
if
you
anything,
just, like, rip the sandwich
little,
oh
out
my,
of their
oh, my God, two of them?
If anything, it'll add a bit of a nice kick to an already creamy base.
All I'm saying is... A sandwich artist, Jordan, would not accept mayo and honey mustard.
Okay, so what kind of show are you running?
You're at Subway.
Go work
Subway.
Your way up the ladder at Subway and enforce that as a rule.
Maybe I will.
It's a corporate policy. Nothing but mayo
yeah,
allowed.
Someone comes up like, I'd like mayo at... No. You're done. you can have... Everyone gets one, okay?
So don't be afraid of this...
This fiend.
Man. Don't be afraid of this... baby man, this man child, this pebbles from the Flintstones.
That is like one of the more deranged things you've done. whatever sauce, whatever meat, whatever separate sort of thing you want to put on.
Your truth. That's what we want to know.
Dude, you could say shrapnel and we would like roll with that.
He's just being antagonistic.
Bacon or honey mustard. Either one. But it's, since the meat's already occupied, honey mustard, I'm sorry.
I don't mean to get back to
maybe a honey
this,
mustard
man.
With bacon bits sprinkled in, perhaps?
Yeah, if that's the thing. If no one's done that, ooh.
Could no one's like ever
honey,
done that.
Yeah, could you honey mustard up like bacon?
No, I'm talking like
it's
you
in
pour
the
some
bottle.
Honey
no,
mustard
I get
into
you.
A little, into yeah. a little
like a
remy
chunky kind of sauce.
Take some bacon, like get it all crumbled up, put it in there, mix it up, and then use that as like kind
it's
of
like
a
grits.
It's good.
Yeah.
The sandwich will taste better.
Yeah.
But I'm pissed.
That makes sense.
Oh, you just fine, but I'm pissed him?
Fine, but I'm pissed.
I hate taste, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Wow. All right, well.
What do you eat besides just honey mustard all the time?
Yeah, what?
Anything else?
Yeah, you know, breakfast, lunch usually just scoops of honey mustard.
Yeah, I know
but
that.
Then dinner,
I smell
dinner
it.
I order, well, I basically order all my meals other than the honey mustard.
Do you really?
Really?
I do, yeah.
Really?
How do you maintain your beautiful, manly physique?
By not eating a lot of meals. So it's just, yeah, when you order
caloric
for a restaurant.
Deficit.
I mean, that is how you, like, you know, your weight is a reflection of your calories in, calories out.
Wow.
So it's just, yeah, if I ordered like multiple meals a day from restaurants, I would probably eat too much.
Sure.
So it's like, it's usually if I do eat like a breakfast or something smaller, and then for dinner I have like a, I only have two meals a day max, usually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then dinner is usually bigger, but you know, restaurants have like additives and stuff that they put in their food that's going to give it more calories. So I would probably eat like healthier if I made it myself and it have less calories, but it's just it's a time sink to put a lot of time
preaching
into food,
of the choir.
So.
Yeah, seriously. What we were saying on a podcast in the past was that you know, in when we first started doing this content creation stuff as a job, and we had this sudden influx of access to bullion.
What?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you talking
about? Did something?
Borif, you wanna define that one? That's a deep cut right there.
He just keeps a treasure chest in his.
You wanna define that one?
Bullion.
Bullion?
Like all the pirate riches.
Yes.
He's Smaug on his like piles of gold coins.
Gold.
In his house.
That's another word for gold. Bullion.
Is it bullion?
I don't know fully how it's spelled, but I know it's pronounced kind of like bullion.
Why does he keep making face?
So we have
right after he says
so. As I was saying, we've got an influx of bullion, and we are able to like order a lot. Hey, come on, this is a serious thing.
No, it's fine. Sorry, what were we talking about again?
Bullion. You have an influx of bullion, and we're able to.
I feel like I'm trapped in a loop, and I want to break out.
It's like when you learn a new word.
Can you please let me finish my sentence?
Came up with it this morning.
Guys,
I was like, I'm going to find a way to integrate this into the podcast.
Guys, this is really, really rude. I took AP Euro. I learned the word bullion, and now I'm just trying to use it in the podcast
hey,
with my friends.
Please stop. Bullion.
Okay.
I'll stop bullying
so,
you, man.
When we started doing content creation in this job, we have a new influx of bullion, and we're able to like order food more often for ourselves. You buy snacks or whatever, but you know, growing up, ordering food is kind of like a treat. It's like not something that happens all the time. It's like, oh, we're ordering Mickey D's, or oh, you go to the doctor's office and you come back to school and you're able
California
to show all
pizza
the fucking
kitchen.
Kids.
Yeah.
And so whenever you order, it's like, oh, I guess I could have McDonald's again this week, kind of vibe.
I deserve this.
How do you so you must be very good at like restricting yourself to a certain category of like, I know this is good and it's generally healthy and I'll order that probably.
I try. Occasionally, you know, you got to get the pizza, but
sometimes you got to.
It's pizza. I try not to order like too much extra, you know, not like the pizza and the mac and cheese and the breadsticks and the chicken wings. Like, just
it's easy.
Leave
it to
the pizza. Yeah. You
know? So, I mean, you're working out a lot, right? I mean, you're doing all this stuff.
Jeez. I don't know
come
if I'm
on,
as strong
lift something
as Charlie
for us,
here,
Jordan.
Dude.
Well, hold on. You said you eat two meals a day. What? Hunger.
Hunger.
That's a good point.
I'm always hungry. Is it just a feeling like you can just be like, no, I know I'm hungry right now, but I don't want to.
Usually you give it like 15 minutes. You're just like, no, and then it's gone.
Or drink a glass
of water.
This
is fucking bullshit. This is like literally
at least that's how it works for me, yeah.
I start seeing speckles.
Oh no, dude! Yeah. My mom, like, she eats like 5 meals a day because she's always hungry. Wow. Also, she weighs under 100 pounds.
Yeah,
yeah. She just has to eat like all the time. Her metabolism just powers through.
Dude, it kind of sucks. Like, I get pissed.
Yeah, but she will get like really angry if she hasn't had meals. She's like, but she'll say like, I'm sorry, I'm irritable right now, but I need some food.
Wow.
And I don't know, for some reason I can just kind of suppress it, but also I probably have some of the high metabolism so that I haven't suffered the consequences quite as much.
Wow. A good middle ground.
You know, eating the restaurant food. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I had a few years of being starting to get unhealthy, right? Like, it took her saying, hey, I've noticed you're getting a little bit big.
And you were doing what you do now still.
Yeah, this was like 2014, 15, somewhere around there. Because, like, after I dropped out of school, I kind of just went full sedentary in front of the computer, videos all day. It's an easy trap to fall into. Yeah, and then, really, I guess, thank you, Mom. Felt bad at the time. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I kind of thought I noticed something, but it must really be visible. And then from there, I was like, okay, back to the gym. Let's do it. And so got back into that and then tried to be a little more conscious about the food.
So you successfully became an adjusted adult.
I try.
That's impressive, because I feel like I just can't do that.
At the same time, though, like, most people can't just order every meal in. So that's not a fair thing to say. Although, you know, if you do it yourself, you'll probably be better off calorie-wise.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, it's like one of those things where you will make something, right? Like, you'll make a breakfast burrito, and then you'll order one, and you're like, why is this one 1,000 calories more? I don't
know.
And
it's also, it's like, it's going to be bigger. The one that you order from the restaurant, you're going to compare
a little
it
bigger.
To the one you've made, and you're going to be like, it's dense,
but it's
too.
Like, what kind of, like,
heavy
goop? Like, what sort of, like, restaurant sludge do they, like, put in that thing?
Oils.
Right. Oils.
I'd argue that both of the burritos are probably larger than necessary.
Dude, what? You're like, you're going to cry.
Why are you having such a hard time getting that out?
Are you okay?
They're both above average.
I mean,
fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know? Like, it's all you need.
You just cut your tortilla in half and make a half.
Well, I'm
burrito.
Saying, like, even if one is smaller, it probably still works.
It's probably fine,
it's probably still, you know,
it's
worth
serviceable.
Someone's time.
You're the mayo, man.
Time.
You're the mayo. Mayo don't.
Mayo
doesn't
my
cry.
And honey mustard.
What are your go-tos for food when you get stuff?
Let's see. I will do burritos from some local Mexican places. Really good. Yeah, pretty great. Always with the mayo and the honey mustard, you know. There's, I mean, that place also has a lot of other, like, salads and stuff that you can go to. I'll do, let's see, there's a place that does a really good, like, lox and bagel. Always down with that.
You know what's going on.
Sometimes I'll order in some sushi. Sometimes I'll do, you know, some, like, chicken and Brussels sprouts or something like that. Pasta. I get Brussels sprouts a lot.
Brussels sprouts are good.
Uh-huh.
If they're prepared the right way. Oh, dude.
Like vinaigrette.
Unmatched.
I feel like people were boiling for the first, like, 100 years of Brussels sprouts being around. I feel like people were just, you know, the golden generation or whatever, those, you know, Great Depression people were just boiling Brussels sprouts or something. And then all of a sudden, like, the millennials come along with their white granite countertops and they're like,
why don't we start, you know, putting some spices on this and frying it and dipping it in aiolis and shit, and then it became pretty good.
Yeah.
You have no idea when I mentioned Brussels sprouts on my stream, people are like, ew, gross, I hate Brussels sprouts. I'm like, you have not had them the right way.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
There's a little bacon in there sometimes. Mm. That's great. Goodness. Yeah, if you haven't tried Brussels sprouts and bacon, a lot of places do that.
How far can we get it from a vegetable? That's what I want to
know. Exactly. Or just a little bit of like balsamic in there is also really, really good.
No idea what you're talking about.
Not enough mayo.
I had peppers in my breakfast the other day, and he called it Star Wars food. That's what you
did. It looked like I was hearing the cantina theme. Like I looked over to you, like it was like a Doppler effect where I looked over to you and slowly the cantina theme just started like coming, increasing in decibels. And then all of a sudden I was looking at you and you looked like a glue.
I thought it was really funny because it was like a completely normal meal. And he was so confused.
No.
Yeah, you looked over and you're like, wow, what are you eating over the Star Wars?
It was like
Wars
in
food?
A weirdly shaped dish.
It was a skillet.
It was like a purple skillet.
Listen, first of all,
I totally get where Ted is coming from. It just looked out of place. Jordan, if you sit down in a booth or a nice place like this, and there's a red checkered tablecloth, and it's the morning,
Italian
and you're in a diner,
food. Let's go. This is Italian food, right? This is Italian food.
Dude, what?
This is not Italian
for
food?
Breakfast.
Oh, I don't
it was
know.
Not. It was
maybe
not
you
Italian.
Like Italian food.
I think it was
right here in a diner. Buddy the Elf.
I don't know. Some spaghetti looks like it would be
pizza. He's right. But if you're in a diner for breakfast, are you getting fucking spinach and greens and celery and shit?
If you're Popeye, I guess.
Maybe. He's not Popeye.
I'm not Popeye.
Does he look like Popeye?
I don't know. He looks.
He's got some.
I feel like every time I come on this podcast and no other time in my life, everyone comes on and is like, bro, you're fucking jacked, dude. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, just a guy.
I don't know. We're just all enthralled with how goddamn hot you are. I'm sorry. But besides that, I mean, the food that you were eating on that day looked like you were one of those Star Wars guys that speaks out of their neck. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the little gobbly goose.
Yeah, little gobbly goose.
I'm one of like the smoking patients that does that too.
I was
so that's
dude,
a real
it
life.
I was eating onions.
And much more tragic.
You know, Jesus Jordan, Christ. They got the voice box.
No, I've seen.
Yeah, no, everyone knows what you're talking about.
I'm gonna pivot.
They're in the anti-smoking commercials.
Yeah.
White quits.
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, are you a yogurt male?
I don't keep stock at my house, but you know, if I was like gonna have breakfast,
okay,
then yogurt and granola, strawberries, not bad.
So he makes his own Yo Crunch.
Dude, you gotta stop with the Yo. No, he's got this thing about Yo Crunch. He's been trying.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's yogurt. It's yogurt with like it comes with a little snack pack of like goodies on top.
It stops being yogurt.
You peel it off and you put
it
in.
It's like the kids' lunch.
Yeah,
stuff.
For children.
Kids' lunch stuff.
For children.
Well, let's not
when they have
an
room
age
to make
to
mistakes.
Anyone can. It's like a Lego set, all right. It's like fucking 8 years old and up, like eight to 100 or something. You guys know what I'm talking
about.
Got it.
So you're not allowed to like eat a small part if they're in elementary school and they get this Yo Crunch.
Well, it's food.
Okay. So why is it 8 and up?
I'm just saying that there shouldn't be an age limit on the Yo Crunch. All right.
Okay.
Oh, like a cutoff. You're
yeah.
So it's
be a
0
cutoff.
To 80, not 8 to 80.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe a baby would.
Yeah,
chill. A baby doesn't have teeth.
Zero
so.
Might.
Okay.
You rather
need teeth are the prerequisite.
For the you gotta have the crunch.
Teeth, but beyond that, teeth and up. So maybe like if you're at 99 and you're missing and
you
don't
gotta phase out the crunch,
in,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
If you can crunch,
you can munch.
Yes, exactly.
Hey
gets
guys,
it.
What's for lunch?
Do you serve? Do you serve anything here? It looks like you're just ready for.
Actually,
to
we,
come
do.
In.
We do. We do serve
you,
something.
Should I pour you a glass?
Are you thirsty, Jordan?
Water,
get thirsty.
Water's great.
Oh, man. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
No,
because that's what we
up.
Have.
I'll hook you up.
Water.
Now we can keep talking. This might take a bit.
Yeah.
No. Of course. Greek yogurt, just to check. I assume.
I mean, it's really what I'm offered. I don't usually buy it, so I don't know for sure.
Do you just find it in
the place that I the place that I like get the breakfast burritos and the lox and bagel from. They do like a yogurt and granola and berries. And
what's it
I
called?
Don't know Parfait. If it's Greek yogurt.
What's it called? We'll just bleep it out.
Okay. We'll bleep it out.
Oh wow,
that's a funny thing to bleep.
Wait, what are you about to do?
He's making you
a
drink.
No, don't worry. Look at me. So.
I'm being roofied here or something. Or that's so what, white powder.
So mm-hmm. No, hey, look at me.
Hey, you
look
work
into
out.
My eyes. You've got such beautiful auburn eyes.
You're pointing at your lip, though.
You've got such beautiful auburn eyes. I mean, I'm just entranced. But no, look at me. Look at me. So tell me about.
Need a utensil. Need a
tell me about. Tell me about. So how much money you make?
Jordan, it's fine.
You don't have to answer that.
I'll have to talk to my accountant about the bullion. sitting in the vault.
How much bullion do you have in the grand sparkle safe?
So you said you get up every day. You still do the streaming. You still do the recording. How have you not burned out? How have you kept doing it, man?
I don't know. I guess I'm like, it's hard to... I'm so worried about what's happening here.
Dude, just look him in the eyes. It's okay.
It's when I...
Just focus on me and the concept of bullion.
Each morning, and I reflect on what I have to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very hard to feel like I'm, you know, in any way unlucky about it. And so
you have just a lot of gratitude for...
I do. And so it seems like a fairly... straightforward thing to just, you know, keep on making videos, keep on streaming. As long as there are people there to watch it, I still enjoy it. There's certainly days where it's like I would rather maybe go for a drive, clear my head, but then I'm just like, you know what, it's cool, do a workout, we'll get back on stream,
sure,
record a video, and all's well.
So like a big routine thing for you at this point?
Kind of. It's, I mean, I oftentimes I'll think like, should I go outside and do this other thing? And I'm like...
Like touch grass.
Yeah. Nah, that's a bad idea. Yeah. I have so many things to do on my PC.
Is it like going to the gym, like once you get into that routine,
absolutely,
you're like, oh, well, I just...
I got it now.
This is just what I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I always tell people, like, it's better to try to make incremental lifestyle changes when it comes to something like the gym.
Yeah.
Because trying to go on a diet... or being like, I'm going to lose this much weight by this date. If you mix mayonnaise powder into a drink, I swear to God.
No, man, no.
You're setting yourself up for failure afterwards.
Right.
Because you're going to be like, all right, I achieved the goal. Now I can go back to what I was doing previously. Whereas
sure.
If you just make a little change and kind of stick to it, then you can increase over time if you're able to.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, more in respect to the gym. But, I mean, I guess I have... what I can manage usually on my plate and the things that I feel the need to do on a daily basis, and then anything that I can add on top of that as far as other side projects, then I'll
That sounds
I'll
dense,
do.
Jordan. That sounds thick.
You sound like you
is
get, well, how about one more thing
sounds
on your plate?
Thick.
What is this?
It's water.
I'm not
it's
one
water.
To just drink it, mystery substances.
Oh, it's
no.
There's water
Every
in
Every single
it.
Guest that we've ever had on a Chuckle Week has drank this.
Jordan, by definition,
what is this?
It is still
no,
water.
By
yeah.
definition, it is literally water.
Did you just put like creatine powder in,
no,
in water?
No, no.
Oh no, you're not going to be feeling stronger, but you're going to feel like, you're going to feel something.
Would you like
for
to know
sure.
what I put in it?
I would love to know what you put in it.
I put Walgreens brand regular strength thick now.
Instant food and beverage thickener.
What?
It's just thick.
Have you ever wanted have you ever wanted your water to be a little less thin?
It's thick water.
Why is Do you just take the way water dribbles?
Wait, would you rather hold on, look behind you. Would you rather me use Thick It Original?
Is that the generic version of Thick It?
Yeah, this is the generic version of Thick It. It's just water.
We're not
oh
going to say
God,
it.
It's
thick.
Literally
it's
thick.
That is the one thing it has to be.
Does its
yep.
job. I will say I put more in. This is the most I've ever had into it.
It's just the thickest one of this week.
This is the thickest badge.
Wow, it's really taking its time to get
thickest
to your
one
lips.
For the thickest man we've got on the.
It's like oatmeal, but there's just no flavor.
Oh, that's bad. Oatmeal?
Mm.
Have you ever had like really just bad watered down oatmeal? It's kind of reminds me of that.
Are you getting oatmeal chunks from this?
Is it
chunky?
It's
giving oatmeal.
Ted, it is exceedingly thick. I put one more scoop into this thing than I ever did.
Not chunky, it's grainy.
Maybe I didn't mix it well enough.
Yeah,
would you like me to go back to the
issue
is it,
with mixing?
I mean,
because
Jordan,
everyone's saying that
is it thick enough?
It's got a powdery.
I would say yeah. Yeah, it's pretty thick.
Thick?
Good three thickness. C's on there. Yeah. Thick with three C's.
Whoa. Wow.
I don't know
how
that
much
I'm thirsty.
How much
bullion
would you pay for a glass of that?
If I had difficulty swallowing, whatever the price of that jar is.
Yeah.
It was $20.
$20?
Yeah, $20 for
worth
the tub.
Worth every penny.
Oh, my God.
Well, what they usually do is they old people need it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I figured by
or
the
people
for people
with,
who have difficulty swallowing.
With, yeah. Just, like, problems swallowing. Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. You don't put it in water, do you?
That's literally
it
true.
It tastes.
Well, yeah.
Do you have problems swallowing?
No, I mean, you mix it into whatever you want. If they want red Gatorade, you make it a little thick.
I mean, at least that would mask, like, there's actually a taste. There's a taste.
Yeah, it's like a plasticky taste.
Don't you believe
right?
that Gatorade should be thicker?
It depends. Gatorade slushy, yes. Ooh. Just my room temperature Gatorade that's been sitting out for a while.
Yeah, wouldn't you prefer that Gatorade had the consistency of a nectar?
I've never thought about it that way before, but
you know what?
Maybe. It's a good business idea, though.
I'll humor you, Jordan. I'll take a little sipski.
Okay.
I dare you to drink that whole thing.
Particularly potent today?
Honestly?
You get the oatmeal thing?
The bottle of water that we bought that was purposefully thick, that was much worse than this. This is doable.
Then
I mean,
finish
I mean it's mm-hmm. consumable.
That's good.
I would just opt for like the simpler, not thickened version of it, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking the whole thing, Ted.
You've disappointed me.
Sorry. You haven't even taken a sip.
That's wasting water.
There you go.
Yeah, dude.
Don't be wasteful.
Wasting thicket.
You know, I have a question for you, actually. What spurred the... You look different in person than you do on Twitter. And I'm
sorry?
Curious, what spurred...
Hey, it's okay, man.
What?
He doesn't mean it.
What does he mean? What does
it's
he mean?
Okay.
What is
no,
he talking about?
You look
about?
Like that. You look like that.
I look like the
you
photos.
You look like that. You look like that.
I look like the
I
photos.
I see you. You
oh, sorry,
see
that,
you.
Was I not supposed to...
I look
that,
like
the
photos.
Like
a
no-no?
It was probably a bad idea to bring that up.
For a second. It's okay, man.
What do you... Can you elaborate, maybe?
It should...
What is it? What is the difference
I,
in the photos
I
versus
don't,
in real life? What is the? What do you notice?
I don't. Like on second thought, I must have just been misremembering.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, it's been like an hour since you've seen anything online. Probably.
That's true. I have short-term memory problems. I do.
Sort of like
I mean,
hair.
I don't look like more handsome in the.
No, no.
Or like
no,
uglier
no,
in
no,
real life.
No, no, no.
No?
no, no, no.
Is that what you
he's
were
not,
going
he's
to
not
say?
Definitely,
no.
definitely not.
You don't think he looks like a fucking Flintstone in the Civil War, do you?
Dude, whoa.
It's just I don't see the bun online.
Oh
I
yeah, no,
that's,
no, dude, it's the bun because I'm
the
oh,
shrub.
Dude,
yeah.
A hat. I'm usually wearing a hat.
Exactly.
In the photo,
that must be what it is.
Oh,
right. Yes.
Yes. No, you're observing.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about the jawline and the.
What?
What?
Huh? I am. No, I mean, you look good. You look good. You're a little shrub.
I look good.
You're a little shrub.
Yeah, no,
Jordan,
yeah
I look
you've been,
good.
You've been
I look...
working on that
oh,
up
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I can.
That's
right.
Many
yeah.
months. Was that funny?
Yeah.
According to you, yeah.
It's funny.
What up, Chuckle Sandwich fans? This episode of Chuckle Sandwich is sponsored by Albert. Let's start off by talking about the problems with traditional banks, okay? Their apps are slow and hard to use. They charge you fees for having a checking and a savings account. They've got maintenance fees. They force you to have a minimum balance. And they always send you alerts through the mail. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not living in 1922, so I don't even know what the mail is. Albert, however, is completely different from any other bank account that you've ever used in your entire goddamn life. It's free to sign up and it's super easy to use, and Albert helps you save automatically. Instead of just opening up a traditional savings account and then just hoping that you'll remember to put money into it to save, Albert takes a look at your income and expenses and sees what money that you can save. And then they automatically move money into your savings account, sometimes just a few dollars at a time. And you would be surprised with how much money you can save in a few months. Plus, Albert's got cash freaking back. In the Albert app, you can tap on your favorite merchant and you can get 5 to 20% cash back from places like McDonald's or Walmart or Starbucks. If you're into coffee, all you gotta do is swipe your debit card and you'll see money show up immediately in your account. Albert doesn't charge overdraft fees ever. Instead, they'll spot you up to $250 whenever you need it instantly. On top of that, we all know that managing finances is hard and stressful. I'm terrible at it, by the way. And Albert has a team of financial experts that they like to call geniuses that will take a look at your financial situation and help make a plan and answer any questions if you get stuck. Right now, for a limited time, when you open an account and connect a qualifying direct deposit, you'll get $150. Just go to albert.com/chuckle and download the Albert app. Once again, that's albert.com/chuckle. And thanks so much to Albert for sponsoring this podcast episode.
Is boxed water better than thick
water? Oh, this isn't water. This is sludge in here.
Oh, you thickened that even more.
No,
well,
different.
I add my own agent.
What's your agent? What sort of deal
that
is
that? Makes it
you
sound like it's a neurotoxin.
Well, I mean, they haven't sponsored the podcast yet.
What sort of DNA are you unlocking in there, dude?
I've got my
Wait, they're not a sponsor.
No, boxed water, but also what I'm the agent I'm adding into the water in the box, it hasn't sponsored it.
Okay, but if they're, you're talking if about they're the not a sponsor, right? You're just like logo right here, though. You're giving them airtime.
Yeah, I'm also giving... Shit. Oh, shit. I also realize this is on the table. This is the family...
Well, I think they should be remembered, right?
Well, the family?
Yeah, that you...
Well, he's talking about the boxed water.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the table. We'll blur.
Well, they,
actually,
I mean,
we'll
they love
it.
The boxed water.
We'll blur it, yeah.
Blur it and bleep it. We've said it so many times now.
The reason we have this on the table, Jordan, is because I actually rammed my Tesla Model Y into them on Friday night.
It had a remarkably clean front end.
And he looted their bodies
there.
And then burned
yeah.
their house.
No, well,
I got
it. I got it fixed up real quick.
Wow.
And I paid in full in cash so that the insurance company didn't know. But basically, yeah three dead on the 405. Yeah. Last Friday night at 9:32.
How? You never get over like 5 miles an hour on there.
Well,
oh
no.
Shit, he's dunking on you because he's got his, you know.
Well,
he'll out accelerate.
Prove you killed them.
Well, I'm saying with the Tesla you have instant torque.
Oh.
So you press it down
like,
and
so
it
went
goes
like 0 to 5 instantaneously.
I went 0 to 5 into the back of that was wood paneling. SUV, I think, on it, mm-hmm. and it killed three of them. It was enough. Listen,
yeah, you went 0 to 5. That guy, that little kid, went 5 to 0. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I mean,
you know,
I
like
heard their screams.
You know how they say, like, if you speak something into existence, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Speaking of which, Jordan, what is the worst thing you've ever done?
I like that question. That's a good question.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
God, what is?
Yeah.
You got any skeletons
in
your closet?
I don't have that kind of literal skeleton.
You could, though.
In my
like,
it,
your car goes from 0 to 10.
Yeah, no, I mean, anyone with a car has the ability to do that. Yeah. Cars are, they're heavy.
I mean,
they go fast.
You call yourself a captain. I mean, what happened to the rest of your crew?
Oh.
They watch on a daily basis.
Oh, what, well, where, from heaven?
Oh,
he calls his subscribers
come
the crew.
On,
I didn't know that.
The crewmates.
I don't. I've never really like you know used it regularly. Not regularly. Not regularly.
We're in the same fucking
place. I did not catch
here.
What you said. I've never regularly like said the crew, but it's kind of like it's
implied.
Happened. Yeah,
sure.
Implied.
That's a big fucking
boat,
dude.
Oh. God, what is the worst thing I ever did? I don't know.
Someone's got to walk the plank.
I see my like. I try to live my life to the creed of not being a burden on other people. And so I'm trying to think of when I was the biggest burden on other people. Probably when I
was a big burden on their bones.
When my mom had to get a C-section.
Oh, my God.
So that's probably the worst thing I've ever done to someone.
That must have been a real pain in the ass for her. Do you feel bad about that?
I do.
Huh.
So physically, that's probably the worst thing I've ever done to someone.
Wait,
could that be considered by... Could we just interpret that as just like, is that violence against women?
What
Jordan?
What? Dude.
That's pretty fucked up, man.
No.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah,
no, that tracks.
I repent every day for what I did before.
I'm sorry.
You were the one born.
Yeah.
I've. What?
Wait, you're telling me that you thought that he went and he just made, he took some woman and he performed a C-section on her?
I thought he was saying that you gave your mom a C-section.
What? Wait, what?
And I was like, wow, I didn't know you were a doctor too. But I was waiting for the right time to say it. I was like, man, that must
I'm so
really,
impressed. You're now also Dr. Sparkles.
That takes guts, man.
Shit.
I thought the way that you were saying it was he just goes around just giving unconsenting C-sections to innocent people.
No, I was just like, were there no doctors around to do it? Like, that must have been crazy.
And he was like, stand back.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, but now I understand that you were born.
Yeah. Let's pivot. You like Minecraft, man?
Yeah, I played it for a while.
You know when Schlatt needs to pivot away from something, then there's something wrong.
It's bad. Oh, my God. I've never seen him cross the legs before, too. You look kind of uncomfortable, man.
There's a good amount of real estate.
What do you think? So you've been within the Minecraft community for a really, really long time now. So you've seen a lot of updates, and you've experienced sort of the growth of Minecraft as it goes through its updates. Notch makes his tweets, and, you know, as the community grows.
You're on something today,
What do you think was, in your opinion, like the worst addition to Minecraft?
I mean, that's a fairly easy one. The phantoms. Yeah.
Phantoms.
Yep.
Damn, I thought it'd be a little bit tougher than that, but that's so
that's
true.
That's like the universal hated one.
But didn't we make that choice as a community?
We did.
It was sort of like the classic like genie. Like, we wished for something and then they bit us in the ass.
See, because the way that it was like phrased was that it was going to be some like crazy sky boss kind of thing. At least that's, I think, the way it sounded. Uh-huh. And that's why I thought it would be cool.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you voted for?
I think I went with Phantom.
So you did this,
but I didn't do Glow Squid. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. I wanted Moobloom. Okay. I thought Moobloom was kind of cool.
Moobloom was so
I thought
cool.
the ice dude, ice Olager.
I would have taken that Chilliger. Too, to be honest. Yeah, that was a big hit that day.
It was.
Yeah. What did you vote for? For that second one with the Glow Squid? Did you vote for Glow Squid?
No, I just said the Chilliger.
Oh, it's called the Chilliger?
The Chilliger?
But Chilliger is better.
Chilliger is a really good.
Was it just another type of villager?
Yeah. He was at the top of mountains. He was going to be like a boss kind of dude. Not a boss, but just like the dudes with the axes in the mansion, the Vindicator.
Oh, yeah.
I've never found one.
I think one of the more frustrating things that have been added to Minecraft is the snow and falling into snow and the
powder
freezing.
Dude, that's rough.
We had to deal with that when we first joined Epic
SMB. I thought
SMB.
It was a mod or some shit, man.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought, too.
They wouldn't add this to the game, right?
It's like the only time you ever freezing.
You can freeze in Minecraft?
Apparently.
Yeah, if you fall in the snow, you're like in the snow and
you
cannot get out.
Get out.
What do you do?
You freeze.
You wear leather boots and then you can't sink into it. So it gives leather boots a use.
Why does that? No, but how does that make sense?
It's like they added something so stupid into the game, leather armor, that they're like, oh, yeah, we have to make it worth something. So now they added something even stupider to the game.
But like, never once have been walking in Minecraft in the snow, and I'm like, I wish that I could fall into this and freeze to death.
And it's only in like the tall mountains, though. So like, you're going up there.
You're up there. You might as well fall in and freeze to death.
I'd rather, listen, if I'm up at the top of the mountain, I'd rather have the Chilliger than falling into powdered snow.
Why not both?
Well,
also, it's content. Come on, if you fall into the snow on a stream, it is content.
Are you
phantoms
still
are not content? They're just annoying.
Oh god, no, they're terrible.
Phantoms are just like, oh, okay, can someone sleep? Oh no, I'm not near a bed. All right, can you log out real quick and then?
Whenever I see a phantom in game, I immediately just message the server admin and I'm like, turn on the fucking game rule that gets rid of them because it's just so. Honestly, it is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing. But I have a hot take here. I think everything they've added to Minecraft since the fucking 2012s was a mistake.
Wait, what?
Where were we in 2012?
What about, like, just this newest update?
Was Minecraft even, like, fully released in 2012?
Yeah.
Was that
2011?
Every subsequent update that made the game more complex has made it less fun in my eyes.
I feel like we peaked at enchanting.
You know, you can just play Minecraft 1.0.
I know.
You can.
I know, but also part of it is playing it for the first time. I think that was when I had the most fun doing it, when you were like, oh, there's so much shit I can do. I don't know how to do any of it.
Yeah.
You spawn in, the fucking music starts playing, man. You're like, how do I make a stick? How do I make
craft? That's like your mentality
like
at
live
the time.
Monologue
I don't think that's as
to
much to do with the game and where the game is at.
I know.
And I think, like, what they just did with the big world height and all that, like, that's pretty cool.
Do you not like that?
This was one of the better ones, but also, I'm pissed.
Like, come on. Like, they added an entire new, entire layer of exploration of, like, mm-hmm. when you, instead of just, like, digging, 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 oh, that's bedrock. It's like, digging, 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 oh, the stone is changing.
And that's even in the existing world chunks. They found a way to, like, retrofit
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And it's pretty cool. Like, for instance, like, you know, I introduced recently Shay to Minecraft, and she was introduced to it with that update with the caves and the more expansive caves. And like, I like thinking back, like imagining that being my first experience, and then and digging down and then finding this giant freaking cave where there's like a shit ton of zombies and stuff coming after you. That would definitely elevate that like wow factor.
Oh yeah,
for me.
No, the cave.
Would you say that
really
was one
cool.
of like conversely is that would that be in your opinion like the best addition to Minecraft, or do you have a different one for that?
In recent memory, yeah, probably. I mean, when they added the pistons, that was pretty cool. Because I made videos on like there was a mod, and mm-hmm. then they brought that into the game.
Yeah,
and it was I think it was like one of the first times that they had actually incorporated a mod mm-hmm. into the main game, and I was like, this is
what else did they
super
do
cool.
With?
Yeah. They actually they did it with the smooth lighting. So like the ambient occlusion at the where the blocks meet, that was a mod first.
Yeah.
God, what else did they do? I mean, they brought in the bucket server team to like work on the game 10 years ago or something like that. Sure. But yeah, a lot of the hires I think were from people who
were part
like
of the community.
Yeah, like the main guy who's working on the Warden and the Deep Dark stuff, he worked on the Aether mod, which is one of the early ones.
Yeah. Guy got it.
Maybe that means Aether come sometime.
Glowstone I mean, there's like a there's like water this big bucket? Portal water looking bucket? Thing in the Deep Dark they just released like this week.
Oh.
And it, I don't know if it'll actually be something, but it looks like there's some portal. So that'd be cool if there was a new dimension.
Yeah, a new dimension, you know, that's something. That's something we need. I think that what I think that they need to do is they need to expand upon that end dimension past the Ender Dragon a little bit more. It's just kind of like... Yeah.
Well, there is all that stuff out there that I know exists but never actually go to when I play.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to like have some way to like get food out there or something.
You
or
can.
Like be really? Besides all the chorus?
Yeah, but you can eat those.
Chorus.
I don't know.
Chorus. You can eat those. You just teleport a little bit. No big deal. Yeah, I mean, there are cool mods that just add a million biomes out there and stuff.
Yeah.
That just look super cool. So you can always do that.
You did mod reviews, right,
mm-hmm.
on your channel. I specifically remember that when I was first making YouTube videos, I would make, like, Minecraft videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I would often like look to your channel like, oh, he's doing the mod reviews. So I would do my own like little mod reviews. Like, and I remember that
all
that
right.
was like what I was into for a while when like 2011 zone of like of the or maybe a little bit later in 20 like maybe like 2013 or 2014 I'm thinking.
I'm
probably.
Flattered. This is when I peaked and it's all been downhill since.
Don't say that. But would you say nowadays are you more focused on like you do a lot of like streaming now and like you do like a lot of like the it you seem to be a big fan of like the advanced mod kind of server situations.
Oh yeah, dude, whenever I tune into your stream there's like 50 things going on that I have no fucking clue. Half the items in your inventory are like gobbledygook.
Lots of visual meters everywhere.
I mean, it's definitely like, yeah, for any new person who's just tuning in, or if someone raids me, I just know like immediately half the people are going to be like, what? And they're just going to leave.
Bro, I
so,
raided
like
you.
Enjoying yourself,
I raided you back like... in S&P Live days, and you one of your mods put on sub only. I don't even think.
It was, maybe there was a lot of stuff happening, or they just didn't.
You had a lot of ghouls.
You know what they probably were doing? They were probably just writing dick and balls.
They probably were
writing
dick and balls. Do you remember that? Yep. I probably asked you that a couple years ago.
That was probably happening.
Yeah. That's why they never partnered me.
It's because
I was
balls.
The most subscribed affiliate on Twitch back in 2019.
Really?
I had like over 5,000 subs, and they still hadn't partnered me. And then during TwitchCon in 2019, I was like to one of the partner managers, "What's going on here?" And she's like, "Yeah, your chat. Whenever you raid someone, they just spam dick and balls."
And they've probably got all the data behind that of like, what's the average thing that like a viewer says when X user raids another one.
Your partner now, though.
Yeah,
right?
I'm partner now. I'm yeah. partner now.
How did you get over that?
How'd you
issue?
Get over the dick and balls?
Yeah.
So we said, hey guys, no more dick and balls. We're talking deals and business now.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah, we love deals and business, or maybe sometimes even drum and bass.
Yeah.
But mostly deals and business, and that was the new thing. Hey, you like deals and business.
Or maybe like dollars and bullion.
Honestly, that would have worked. Yeah. That would have worked. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was like, yeah, if you raid someone and then they spam dick and balls, it could be like some kind of harassment.
Right.
Which, you know.
Okay.
If people raided me and they spammed deals and business, I would be equally, if not more, scared. I would be terrified of what they're trying to offer me. What do you want? What do you need from me?
You a spam bot? Like what?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you going to give you?
We want to advertise on your Facebook page. Please send us a message.
Just take whatever you want and leave.
Did you ever have a Facebook page for Cabin Sparkles?
Yeah, I mean, I have one now.
Really?
That,
do you
know
post?
Yeah, I post very regularly. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the Jelly Smack company. They actually have billboards now on Sunset.
I saw a billboard
yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
Wait, what? I know you guys.
It's a agency.
No, it's more of just like a company that edits your content down into a format that they like put on Facebook, or I don't know if they do other platforms. For me, it's just Facebook. But
basically a clips channel. Service.
Kind of. Yeah.
Is it? Jelly, the YouTuber?
Jelly Smack. No.
Okay. It's not his mastermind. It's,
we got to get him on here.
We should.
I think it's, you know, traditional VC-funded sort of startup thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they've, in fairness to them, they've executed on what they said they were going to do.
Really?
And so, mm-hmm.
Speaking of VC funding, did you know that there's, like, a company right now that is going around buying the back catalogs of YouTube channels?
Yeah, I've heard about that,
for a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So they buy it. And basically now
they buy your legacy views.
They buy the legacy views and then they own it, right? So now they copyright claim all of them and then they just collect all the money that way. And then a couple of years, I guess, is the contract term and then that's it.
Yeah, the thing that I find interesting about that is someone has to lose, right?
Someone does lose.
So either you, like, your channel does not perform to their expectations and they don't make the money back that they offered you up front, or you would have ended up making more, and you're essentially taking a loan at X interest rate.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to, I guess you won't know until the end what your interest rate is on what this loan is that you took. And I just, it's like if you don't need money now, it seems like kind of a silly thing to do. But if you think you can take that money and use it to develop new content, or you can invest it somehow.
Yeah.
Or if you think you're falling off.
Sure, yeah.
In a year from now, I'm piecing out.
Right.
What I don't know is if in those contracts they say you have to continue posting at a certain rate in order to keep up the interest.
Because
otherwise, they would probably know people are just going to take it
and
run.
Yeah.
Surely with videos such as, you know, Creeper on Man, you know, there have you been approached for that sort of, like, deal before? Or should we not say? Or, like, I don't know. Is that, like, something that... Because I imagine with the size of, like, the music video stuff that...
Those are claimed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Claimed. Yeah.
I have something I'd like to tell you about Creeper on Man that I mentioned to you. I mentioned to Schlatt in the car in passing, and he was like, you should bring this on the podcast.
Mm.
When I was a kid, I had this little, like, iPod Touch before I think I knew phones were real, right? I had it.
You knew phones were
real? Yeah, I didn't know a lot of things when I was a kid. Like, I knew, like, rocks and dirt and, like, my little Touch thing.
I mean, that's good. Like, you weren't corrupted until more recently.
Yeah, no, I was out there, like, eating bugs, and I'd go get back over, and I'd look at my little iPod
Touch. This is the way.
And I also didn't know you could, like, you know, stream or pirate music. So I had a couple of songs on my iPod Touch, and one of the ones that I paid, anywhere from 99 cents to $2.99 for was Try Hard Ninja and You, Captain Sparkle's Revenge. It was on there on my 3-4 song playlist.
That's
all
wild.
I could afford to listen to.
Okay, so Charlie, how old were you?
I don't know.
How old are you now?
I'm 23 now.
Okay, so you've been like 13, probably. 13.
So when you were 13,
yeah,
a fourth of the music you listened to
was
Captain Sparkle's Minecraft parodies?
By definition, 25% of all the music I listened to, or or new.
You listened to me rapping.
Or
oh,
new.
Oh my God.
Or new. I didn't just listen to you rapping. I rapped with you, Jordan.
Yes, yes, dude.
This is so cool.
I just wanted to get that. Yeah.
Has Charlie talked about his Equals 4 before?
On the, I think I've mentioned.
Have
the
you
show.
Heard of this?
It's like Equals a Ray 4? William Johnson knockoff.
Yeah, I did a little Ray William.
All right.
I got like big. It's funny because I don't even think I watched a Ray William Johnson video. I think I saw a frame of him and I was like, "Oh, this is funny." And I got like really like sticky hair gel. I also probably I was like figuring out what parody meant. I had to discover a lot of these things for some reason. And I like spiked my hair up real crazy.
Are you pulling this up right now?
How do you have the whole video? Is that the whole video? What the fuck? How do you have that? How do you have that? How do you have that? No, stop that shit. How do you have that video? This is the, No, dude, turn that the fuck off. This is the worst day of my goddamn. How did you get that?
I have my ways. No.
No, this is coming with me. I'm going to find out what kind of people you have, and I'm going to kill them.
So I
could be here for this moment.
I was waiting for an opportunity to just, because I've had that available and at my disposal for maybe 4 or 5 months at this point, Charlie. I mean, I just hadn't figured out the right time to show you that I knew and I had
it's
seen.
Because there wasn't
because,
one.
Because we... When we first talked about it, you said, I'm going to, you showed us like 4 seconds and you were like, that's all you're going to get.
No,
that's
no,
all
no.
you're ever going to see.
He showed us a photo.
Yeah, he showed us a photo. Face. Yeah, of his face doing it. And then some person, some sleuth, internet sleuth, maybe
you,
even.
You deleted them all from YouTube.
They're private.
How did they get this?
Somebody found it. This is what it was.
I don't fucking know.
This is what the caption says. Somebody found an unlisted link.
Oh, no.
And then they went to that, and then they probably downloaded it, and then they posted it up.
That's, like, not even the worst thing, too.
I don't know. I haven't looked for anything else, but to find the fabled Equals 4 original Disney Channel original movie Equals 4 starring
so you
Charlie
asked
Sun.
Me, like, what's the worst thing I've ever done is
this is the this is being the... here with me looking at my past is the worst thing that you, Jordan, Captain Sparkles,
no,
have ever done?
No. I'm asking if that's the worst thing you've ever done.
Oh. I see. It was like you gave your C-section to your mom situation. No, that is probably not the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay.
I used to make, like, when I started out, though, again, like, I was making a lot of weird stuff, like, with my friends. So some of the weirder ones was, like, I would parody stuff that I just saw and, like, wasn't relatable to anyone at all. So I watched, like, a movie called like, The Frankenstein Theory. Or something like you've never heard of it because no one's ever heard of it. But I watched it as a kid and I was like, oh man, that was a really like cringe horror movie. I'm gonna parody it.
Okay.
So I made a parody called The Parrot Thesis instead of The Frankenstein Theory.
With the parrot?
The parrot thesis.
Why parrot?
I'm not gonna pretend to know. I was listening to Revenge on my iPod Touch and I was
that was one of your better decisions. Okay.
Yeah,
come on.
Honestly, like looking back at it, I probably should have led with that because I'm like most proud of that now in comparison. Oh. Dude,
Ricka,
fuck
Ricka.
You, man.
Ricka.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even gonna segue. Like, I'm just gonna stew in it as long as you fucking want.
Let's bathe, man.
Yeah.
I did my worst act with
this is
a,
very vulnerable.
No, what's the worst
knife
thing?
Back in 1999.
Oh yeah, this. Yeah.
Two women.
Okay. Oh. So the car crash.
What did
that
you
was
just
not.
Say? You saying something violent again?
No, this was just the killings, dude. What? Whatever, man. What?
Really
how
depressing.
Did no? It's fine. When you got your start, what kind of stuff were you making?
Call of Duty videos. They're still
Call
out
Duty
there.
Video. Yeah, they're still out there. They're probably fun to watch.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of it hurts a little bit when I watch them because like
bit.
We were. I don't know if this part was recorded or not before we had the abrupt introduction, but I was like, if you look at my old videos,
yeah.
The difference in my voice is just staggering. And so I listened to the old one. I'm like, oh god. I do sound like the very socially awkward, not able to speak well high
yeah.
school kid that I was.
Yeah. Well, that's what you need to do. Like, I get questions. Why did you say that?
Do you just, do the noise? Phase.
Yeah. No, don't play it again. That's going to break.
I get questions all the time from people who are like, I'm sure you get it too. People are like, how do I get started? I'm self-conscious about my voice or something like that. And the answer is never like, oh, wait until your voice
everybody,
is lower. Or anything.
Everybody
you
is.
You just have to start doing it.
Yep.
And like, if you scroll back to my first videos, any of us, like, they're just worse. They're just worse because we were finding our way, and you just kind of have to go through that phase. You're
it's
not going
to mostly just us too that wince at it. Like, there's a lot. I don't remember ever getting a comment about my voice or like how weird.
Yeah,
was.
I get it sometimes, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like you're going to be the most critical of that.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
I only get it in retrospect with people who are now watching the old stuff, and they're like, "Are you the same person? What happened?" But at the time, like, nobody commented, which I find strange given what I think of it when I listen to it, but it's like you're always going to be way more critical of yourself than anybody else.
One of my first YouTube channels was Total Minor Builder 16.
Total Minor Builder.
Wow.
Because I, before I even had access to Minecraft, because I had an Xbox 360 and they didn't have Minecraft on the Xbox 360 in November of 2011. So I played this game called Total Minor, which was like a Minecraft clone, and it, honestly, it was pretty good because it had it was similar to the new update for Minecraft, where the general block that you'd be digging through would change as you get deeper, and it would have additional things like you'd need to get like upgrade your diamond pickaxe to like a titanium pickaxe and stuff like that. But my first video was I made this zombie apocalypse town or something like that, and I took my shitty Coolpix Fuji film, the one that you turn it on, it goes and it comes out, pointing at the TV. Like the intro of the video is like, "Hey guys, what's up? It's Total Miner 16 with a
Total Miner Builder 16."
Yeah, the channel was called Total Miner Builder, but then
you were
in the video Total Miner 16, so I misspoke.
You remember this very well.
I do. Yeah.
Misspeak and everything.
Yeah.
How old were you?
This was 2011, so that was minus, 12 years?
11 years ago?
12, yeah. Something like that.
Wow.
And then I stayed doing Minecraft on the Total Miner channel until I made the big choice to switch over to a new channel called Jeberdeh, which is now currently the same channel.
You go to my YouTube
channel, it's still the link, the URL is still Jeberdeh.
I always find that interesting, actually, when I find a channel that has, like, it's really big now. It's just like every other day, it's like a new channel that has over 10 million subscribers. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know who you were. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I go to their channel, and like their original, the slash name is something like completely weird and different. And they started the channel like 10 years ago, but then blew up
Sprout
in the last year.
Like 17.
Yeah.
Some like weird shit.
Something we made the mistake of baking into our history, you know?
Yeah.
I've always been Slimesicle. Because we started, it started in middle school, like me and some friends, we like wanted to make like a YouTube group thing or whatever. And we were looking for like some way to like be like, how can we all say we're in the same group? And we were like, what if we put stuff like Minecraft things on like a popsicle stick, right? Like that.
So it
would
was
be
Minecraft. Okay.
It was Minecraft. So my original.
So you were part of like a Popsicle Power Rangers.
No one
team
else
of
ever.
YouTubers.
No one else ever made one.
Oh. Okay.
But I did.
were like the kid who had to do all the work in the group project.
Yeah. Well, none of them. Also, none of them showed up. So it was. But like it, this.
So
is
this
so
is something that you were just
sad.
Doing yourself.
Now that I'm saying it, it is just like really.
This
upsetting.
Is like on a TV show where the bullies like pretend to befriend.
Yeah.
Somebody and then like get them to
you apply
and, then the end, and then at the end of at the end of middle school I like went into the bathroom and danced like the Joker. Like
so there was supposed to be a beefsicle.
There was supposed to be a
cobblesicle.
Yeah, there were, but there weren't. And so my original
Rico. Oh,
dude.
You're gonna just have a button set up here.
So eventually. Yeah. Yeah. No, but my original thing was I photoshopped a Minecraft slime onto like a popsicle stick. And that's why it's spelled wrong too, cuz I didn't know how popsicle was spelled. And then I went to spreadshirt.com and I put my image that I photoshopped.
Dude, I had a spreadshirt.
You had a spreadshirt?
Oh, yeah.
I had a spreadshirt, too, and I put this little popsicle with the slime skull. I didn't realize that it made it more expensive the more designs you put on it. So I was, like, adding, like, text and, like, little things. So it was, like
$500
yeah, exactly. And I ordered one for me, and it was that image with Arial text below it that said, "The Slimesicle Uncentered."
Slimesicle.
Do you still have that somewhere?
No, absolutely not. I don't know where it went, but I
could be like a charity, auction or something. Just think of the potential.
I honestly wish I still had it. I really do. I don't know where it went, but I remember having that on and looking down, and so it was like really tiny font too, like over here.
Slimesicle.
People are like, "What is that? Did you make that?" I was like, "Yeah, it's a slimesicle."
Were you always Captain Sparkles? Or was there...
No!
Sorry, pros don't talk shit.
Yeah. And then he made a video. Everybody, I'm switching gears.
Right.
I'm Captain Sparkles now.
I now remember it was pros don't talk shit, but was there anything before
Not that I was... I mean, when I first started making videos, which was when I made the Pros Don't Talk Shit channel, that was... I also... posted some on a YouTube channel that was like associated with a gaming forum that I had posted on at the time.
Yeah.
What is this look? And so, yeah, I'm being very uncomfortable here.
Why?
I'm listening. It's on a forum.
So it was just a YouTube channel that was like associated with the forum, that was like at the same time that I made the Pros Don't Talk Shit account, and then it was just after that I became Captain Sparkles after having a bit of a thought about, you know, is there a problem with this name in the future? And the biggest thing I considered at the time was like, what if, God, it sounded so far-fetched, the channel name was going to be mentioned in like some news article somewhere and they like couldn't
what if when I get
it.
My big shout out
I can't use the name.
Do you guys ever try and get shout outs?
Oh, yeah, dude, of course. Like, first when you start off, you, like, It was so different, though, because it was the YouTube had their own, like, internal messaging system at the time. And people would check
that. Oh, my God, that's it.
That continued for a good while, too. They only phased that out, like, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, not as checked.
Yeah.
People didn't look at it as much. Yeah. Whereas, like, back in that day, even, like, the big people who had... At the time, it was like 50 to 100,000 subscribers. Like, they'd look at it still, and you'd occasionally get a response.
Yeah, that's how Mail Monday worked.
That's
Woody's
like
gamer tag. They'd send them just private messages on
YouTube.
On YouTube.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's how I met CNanners. I sent him the YouTube DM. I'd already had a video on Machinima at the time, though. So he was like, he kind of recognized the name.
Right.
But still, it was just from the YouTube DM, and he was the first person that I ever actually met in person.
Yeah,
from YouTube stuff.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You all right?
I just hear CNanners, and I just
you warp back,
dude.
So, do you have any recollection at all? Since obviously this was a long time ago, but what caused you to have an interest in making a YouTube channel or YouTube videos in general? Was there a specific sort of catalyst, or was it just kind of you were always interested in that?
No, I mean, it was 100%. I watched, I think it started off with Call of Duty zombie tutorials, how to get to higher rounds. And then from there, I sort of found the Machinima Respawn gameplay commentary stuff. And I was like, I'm good at Call of Duty multiplayer.
Yeah.
So if I can just record these and talk over it, I have the scores.
Yeah.
I just have to.
You
need
the scores.
Bring me.
You need the scores. CNanners was putting his, in the old days, in parentheses at the start of the video title, he'd have his kill death ratio.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
He's
different era.
Yeah,
man.
this is a 50-0 game, and everyone was like, holy shit.
Wow.
If it wasn't 20-1, at least it was scrap. Yeah, no.
You know what's funny is people ask me now, from high school and college, they say that they want to do streaming and stuff, and one of the first things I ask them is if they want to focus on the game or if they want to focus on the personality. And if they say they want to focus on the game, I'm like, you should just play the game.
Honestly,
unfortunately. Yeah. So it's crazy how much it's changed. Because I fucking suck at video games. But it's
I'm kind of with you there now.
Yeah.
I don't have the reflexes I used to have either. I just turned 30, man.
Yeah, but you fall into snow, you make a funny sound, it's all good. You face to die.
I try. People there for Jordan now,
I had to adapt to that over the years, because it was more the gameplay when I started, And then it was weird when I first posted Minecraft and it got more views and people were like, oh, we want to see more of this, because there wasn't like, I wasn't doing good gameplay or anything. And with right. Minecraft, it's like, unless you're playing a specific mini game, it's hard to be like, oh, you're really good at the
thing. I killed
20
zombies
whole...
in
right.
one
right.
night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can be a good builder. You can be smart with, like, building farms.
Yeah.
You can be good at PvP. But it's like, I'm good at Minecraft doesn't mean anything.
No.
Really.
Like, I don't know right. what that means.
So,
well, I mean, in at certain levels, I feel like it does. Like, I mean, you can in shit like with, like, Technoblade... You
yeah,
know,
but he is good at a thing
within
like,
my
yeah, like he's good at PvP. He's good at yeah. you know, beating it with a steering wheel, which I actually want to try now that I have my racing simulator. But it's like a specific.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, because well, because Minecraft is like it's a sandbox in
right.
that way. So I guess you do have to kind of separate it into categories.
I bet he fucking sucks at farming. I'll tell you that much.
Guy, I have you seen him build?
I mean,
is he
no.
a master?
Is he good
no.
at redstone?
Mm-hmm. He's yeah. not good at redstone.
Mm-hmm. Where are his pistons?
He doesn't even know how to build a weighted pressure plate. Mm. Fuck those, by the way.
I still reverse my bows like 12 years later.
Dude, I
make
fuck
wobs.
Up the fishing. I switch the fishing rod. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like I've I never, do like
I've
string.
Done,
and
I've never
like
done string as the
stick.
Handle. I've not yeah. done that.
I'm just like, what if it was like a really big fish? You know what I mean? Like you catch a big
in
fish
in the crafting
with that.
Recipe.
Yeah, oh.
When you craft
oh.
In
you do it this way?
Yeah, I do string and then I do this.
No, no, he's reversing the stick and the string, not just like the different direction.
Yeah.
Although doesn't that like weird you out if someone does like an axe but the cobble is on like the other side?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
The leftward facing.
It still
hoe,
works. It
like
works.
It's,
yeah.
It's
just,
yeah. Wait, yeah. the leftward facing?
If you make the hoe.
Wait, you don't
now I'm
wait,
trying to remember
hoe?
How you make a hoe.
It's cobble on and at the upper left. There's a cobble.
Here?
You do upper left.
That's the texture itself.
No, I do right.
The texture.
No, I do
you're
right.
a fucking
what?
Weirdo. You're a monster.
No, the texture in the hotbar. In the hotbar, it's like
facing this way. Facing this way. Stick.
Yeah.
Stone.
What? That's
to
the
right.
No,
to the right.
That's
man.
The wrong way.
No, I'm completely with
no.
Him
he's
on
right.
Really
it's the, it, no. It is the wrong way for the
does
graphic.
Does it let you craft it if you do the
you
other
go,
way?
You can go both ways.
Why would
but,
they do that?
But you're a serial killer if you do to the
what
left.
Is, okay,
I'm
on.
Telling you the graphic. Listen, the graphic
you
backs
can
you up.
A pickaxe upside down.
The graphic of the hoe is slanted, and then the thing pops up to the left. But I'm telling you, if you build the hoe popping. It up to the top left with the stone, you're weird.
Do you ever accidentally try to like craft things diagonal? Did that sometimes.
No.
Minecraft hoe.
I'm saying, yeah, it goes to the left, but if you build it to the left, man, you're weird. You're weird.
What?
Do you build the axe?
Look
to
up,
the
look
left?
Up, look up.
Yes.
What?
That's weird.
The axe
that's weird.
Wait,
and you build
wait,
everything
look up
to
crafting
the left?
Recipe right after you, what you put there in Google and see what the results are.
Are you left-handed?
Wait,
that's
on.
Just an empty.
Yeah, it's probably a video.
Ricka!
No.
Oh shit! That's the first result. That's gonna upset Schlatt.
What is that?
Oh, there's something wrong with that.
Wait.
No, there's something wrong with that.
Is
what? You see that? No one does that.
Okay.
No. No one does that.
This is weird.
No, it's weird. It's weird. You're weird.
So, okay, for our audio listeners, love you to death because this has been like.
This is a very visual bit. Yeah.
What we're talking about is the crafting arrangement in the 3x3 crafting table where you put two sticks on top of each other in the middle, and then at the top, Jordan puts a wood at the top and then one to the left, whereas Schlatt believes one should be at the top and to the right.
I think everyone
right
is in
I hope
that boat.
That.
I think everyone disagrees
think you
with you
just,
here.
I'm getting that boat.
You're just disregarding anything that doesn't suit your narrative. In this particular situation.
Whoa.
Wow.
That
wow.
is a fitting
that's
thing
really,
to say
that's
about
that's really
you.
Nice of you,
whoa.
Honey Mustard.
Freddie, whoa.
Fucking, yeah, Jesus Christ. I will say this. I think we can agree on this. If you start with a hoe and you put the sticks on the left side,
oh, yeah, that'd be weird.
Oh, you're weird.
That
you're
would
terrible.
Be weird, yes.
You're actually an awful person.
You always do it in the middle.
Oh,
you
is
do
that?
It yeah.
I should, sorry, yeah. probably. It just, do, I feel like I want to give it like room. You know what I mean?
For what?
But
there's no way
you don't do that, bro. You can't.
There's no way. There's no way you do that.
Negative space. I don't know. I don't even remember like now how I'm crafting.
Well, maybe we can do some kind of poll to see what the correct way
left
is.
Left hoe or right hoe?
Yeah, left hoe or right hoe. I'm right hoe.
How do you do this in an unbiased fashion, though? I don't think the argument
between content creators can be solved by polls.
Yeah,
with the fans, because it's just going to be a bit of a popularity
contest.
We are
in your home
more
court
than anything.
Here.
We do have home court advantage.
Yeah, how many? Yeah, it's basically like Schlatt suggesting we should do a poll so I can get my parasocial drones to tell me I'm right,
so we can get the shitters on board. You know, damn. Yeah. Well, I'll just say I'm right then.
Okay.
Don't be so gentle when you say that. That's so.
That's nice.
I'll let you have that.
Thank you.
I can be the bigger man sometimes.
Wow. Mm. You know, it reduces equality when you claim that now because you are saying that you're being the bigger man. You're like, oh, okay, I will allow you to do that.
Yeah, now it feels like you kind of fucked up.
Listen, he can't say anything anyways because pros don't talk shit, Jordan.
You have to be the bigger man.
And that's what I'm doing.
You are.
I'm living up to my name.
And Captain Sparkle.
Yes. You forgot the Z.
He's glistening.
Like Edward Cullen. Twilight.
Dude, you guys want to talk about Twilight? Because I watched those recently. They're rough.
For the first time?
Yeah. I'd never seen them before. And Grace, my girlfriend, made me watch through all of them. So I got the whole experience, man. Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Edward, and there's nothing better Robert Pattinson will ever do.
Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about?
I watched the first two. I don't think I really got into the
Batman.
No, that's good. You aren't missing much. It's like there's like a whole abortion thing.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, yeah, no, she can't have sex because he's a vampire. Yeah, and so then she does, but then the child like,
oh, it's
going
to kill her.
Yeah, tries to kill her. It has like super graphic like birthing. Twilight birthing scene, and then they move on. And it's like everything's all good,
but it becomes does it
and
live?
The whole family
isn't
like,
that the is that the CGI baby
yeah, it's
thing?
A CGI baby thing.
Okay,
yeah, some cuts you'll see it, some cuts you won't. Yeah,
yeah. I think I watched those on a very legitimate website when I was in like high school and I was sick
yeah,
or
something.
Something
like
I'm like
yeah. 123 movies.org
while I'm sick. Yeah, 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 probably.
I do like that one? That's a good soundtrack though.
Yeah,
I don't recall. You listen to it often?
Oh, all the time, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your favorite?
Scott, play my music. This, Jordan, this one.
So this is a bit that he does where he's now calling upon the editor weeks later to play his music that we currently cannot hear.
Yeah, that's good.
And do we cut from our talk to the music with a ricka ricka?
I actually don't.
Scott. Wait, Bor.
Whatever the fuck he's about to say, don't do it. I don't give a shit. Do not do it.
Bor, switch away, and cut to a camera angle that's on me, and then Scott, you're gonna do, when it switches to Charlie, do the square moving thing and make that ricka ricka. Now it's on Charlie.
What's happening for him?
This is just not where I expected my day to go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
How surprised were you that I had access to the full video from years ago?
I guess I wasn't so like surprised as I was just like disappointed. You know what I mean?
In me or
in you. Like that you brought it and then you played it. It's fine.
Well, now I feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, like it's you sort of should a little. So, are you still like enjoying kind of Minecraft like today when you're playing it or like?
Yeah, you usually yeah. I mean,
oh no,
it's yep, yeah, no, it's still fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm answering this in a way that doesn't sound genuine right now, but it's purely
no, it's
because
okay.
of the pre.
No, I understand. There's like we're operating on like several levels of Ricka right now that we kind of have to like go around.
Yes, no, totally. Minecraft, I do still enjoy playing, and I think I've gone like leaned more into the streams over the last couple of years because it just feels like less. It's just like less overhead that you have to deal with editing a video, making sure it's polished, you know, coming up with all the ideas. We can just be a little like looser, you know, going on stream and just interacting with chat. There's not expectations of crazy high production value and all that.
Would you
and
say so, there's generally just less pressure to the job now that there was 10 years ago?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely, I haven't done as many like super high production value projects in recent years. And I don't know, maybe that's part of just I got into more of a cruise control with, yeah, you know, streaming, and then less videos on YouTube. It is more enjoyable and less stress that way. But then at the same time, sometimes I'll feel guilty and I'll be like, you know, I did more of that high budget stuff back years ago. That's probably still what people expect of me. Mm. And I should do that. And then oftentimes don't end up doing it. But we'll see. I would actually, like, after I posted a music video every time, I would always be like, oh God, what am I going to post after this? Because people are going to be like, oh, that music video was so cool.
Like,
and then the next,
follow this
yeah, then the next thing they get is just like me talking over Minecraft.
Guys, check out the new snapshot. Yeah.
And I'm like, are you guys going to hate me now? And you're like, what the heck? I wanted more music videos. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Did you ever get comments like that?
No, I didn't. It was like totally unfounded.
Okay.
And then more people after the music videos would like end up watching the stuff that was me talking anyway. So it all work, but I would still feel kind of weird about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it weird to have like those music video things have like the same amount of views as like a Justin Bieber song or something like that?
It's a little weird, definitely. I mean, we're not at a billion views on any of them or even close,
surely there's at least a couple.
If they counted my plays,
like, there are hundreds of millions of views. Like,
I mean, Revenge is like 250 million.
There are many well-known songs that do not cross that threshold.
Sure, but it's weird now. Like, 1 billion is commonplace now in music videos from major artists.
It's weird how it's inflated, isn't
it?
Yeah. You've probably seen a lot of that firsthand, too, right?
I mean, I think, what was it? Gangnam Style was like the first video
to hit a billion.
And that was like a big deal, and everything else was like, other than Baby, I think was pretty far away
from
that. That was like in 2012. Now, it's probably like thousands of videos that have hit a billion
views. Oh my God.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the second one that hit a billion
Despacito,
was
Despacito, right?
No, it was his next one. It was Size.
Was it?
Are you sure?
Wasn't Baby?
The Gentleman.
Okay.
Was it
Didn't
really
Gentleman
the
hit
son,
a billion
the
next?
Gentleman. I don't know if it was the second.
Find that Gentleman.
I could have sworn it was Despacito, but I don't know.
Despacito was the first to hit like 5 billion, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That was really, really big.
Is that still the most viewed, or now it's Baby Shark, probably?
It is probably Baby Shark.
It's probably Baby Shark.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. That just like boggles my mind.
It's children. I mean,
do you ever think that there's a world in the future in which like an individual creator making a video that's not like a song, like would get that many views? Like,
you're talking like Mr. Beast uploads video, 1 billion, boom.
Yeah, like 200 million. Honestly, maybe give it a couple years. Maybe Mr. Beast could do something like that.
Eventually, you're capped by like world population, though.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure out like if there was
like people are going
100% exposure. Like, everyone in the world was subscribed to you. Like, what would be the most overnight views you could possibly get?
Yeah.
Well, Bella Porch with her fucking, like...
What?
You know that one?
I
like,
don't, I
know
don't
who
know
Bella
any...
Porch is,
I,
but I'm not sure what you're...
Porch, that one video?
I know the...
You know that one with the...
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
I know who she is, but I don't know what the video is.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, maybe this
like
will jog your
TikTok
memory.
Stuff.
Do the... Is it coming back?
And just like following her face.
Yeah, and she's like going bobbing around like this. There's some strange things on TikTok.
It has like a billion views. Mm-hmm.
Does
really?
It really? A billion?
Sure, probably.
That's probably like every day on TikTok.
Well, I feel like TikTok gets like you could post a picture of your ass. And it gets
I guess
a,
TikTok.
It gets
I guess
a
you
know,
TikTok's
views.
pretty. They're pretty strict.
I don't know.
That,
well,
don't
okay. I'm talking. I just mean like I feel like TikTok in general, like it's very very easy for people to get views on that platform.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the algorithm is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember being in a call with you at some point, and I forget how TikTok came up, and you were like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get back on it. I'm gonna post a video of me dancing in a maid outfit." Later
I did
today.
Do that,
and then I saw it and it had like fucking like hundreds of thousands of likes.
Yeah,
and
that's
I was like,
that's my
shit.
Most viewed. I've not posted many TikToks.
That's your most viewed.
Five, but yeah, that one has like 2.5 million views. It's bizarre.
Ooh, glad I was there at the Genesis.
Yeah.
Wow.
I need to do a follow up. Everyone's been asking for, which is like working out in the cat maid outfit.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't really use it regularly though.
I don't. I've never used it as like a viewer, other than when someone like posts a TikTok clip on Twitter, Reddit, or something like that. And then very infrequently as a poster, which I should probably try to do it more. You know, if I was going to be a successful content creator, then TikTok posting would probably be an integral part of that. But But I just have a hard time bringing myself to do it.
It can be hard to stomach sometimes.
It's also so tough to get people off that app.
Right.
Right. Like, you'll see, like, this these people with millions of followers on TikTok, and then they try and make a Twitch stream.
Like 30,000 people following max.
Yeah. Like, they just can't get people outside of the app.
Yeah,
because
it's the funnel.
Part of the way that the app works itself is it just it shows you content instead of you choosing. You don't go on TikTok and you're like, I want to necessarily see Jordan in a Catmate outfit.
Right.
Though that is probably what a lot of people are doing.
It just shows up and you wind up enjoying it.
Yeah.
It just reads your mind, from what I gather. I haven't gone down the rabbit hole, but what I get told from people is, like, if you just, you know, spend an hour on it and you do, I don't know, do you right swipe, left swipe? Is like Tinder with the videos?
You can like, you can like a video, but also it just knows
keeps track
when you
of your retention, how many times it loops.
It just keeps track of, like, if you watch it.
And then it'll find out what you want. It'll give it to you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't gotten to that point, but
it's probably good.
Just reads your mind, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sort of scary stuff.
Yeah.
Would you consider wearing the maid outfit more?
It depends. Like, as a goal for, like, a charity thing. That's how it came up in the first place. Mm. I suppose it could be a recurring charity goal. You don't want to dilute it, right? You don't want to just
overexpose
the maid outfit. Otherwise, it's not meaningful anymore.
Would you consider, like, more charity events?
Sure.
How much would someone have to, like, donate? I mean,
what would you consider?
I think it was like a $25,000 raise when it hit the first time. So
okay,
I got that.
Have you heard of Have you heard of the J Schlatt Fund?
Yeah, you got a fund for Catmade creators.
Well, I could,
like, YouTube with their shorts fund
if I wanted to.
Okay,
seems like you kind of want to. Yeah,
he's
I think
getting
you need
a little
boom
red
boom,
in the
dude.
Face.
You are.
Right
you
now.
Need a little boom boom right now. This it just helps him.
Just I feel better after it.
There you go, man. It's all good.
All right.
Wow.
It's like methanol.
So Jordan,
it's like
you.
It's like methamphetamines. Yeah.
I thought it was chapstick at first. It wasn't
No, not chapstick.
Yeah.
You can imagine he's just snorting chapstick up into his nose. It's going to be real clogged up.
Keep it
fast.
Nice and smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the, like, minty chapstick. I don't know. It could clear your sinuses.
I feel like
maybe.
That would hurt, right?
No,
if your
probably.
Lips are cracked, you put the minty chapstick on.
No,
like,
what?
No, not at all.
What
Jordan,
you
like games. Would you rather have unlimited games?
Or...
You fucked it
would
up.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more video games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or would you rather have games, like unlimited games?
Yeah. And no bacon.
No, but no games.
No bacon?
No.
Or
what?
No. Yeah.
Should I repeat the...
Yeah.
So, yeah, unlimited games, no bacon.
Bacon.
No.
No
bacon. I'll restate.
No games
and all rather,
bacon.
Jordan, you like games.
Yes.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more video games?
Right.
Or games, like unlimited games.
But no bacon.
But no games.
Games but no games. I'd rather have the games and the bacon, which sounds like an option.
Sure. No, it wasn't. No? What?
It does sound.
I'll restate.
No.
Please rephrase.
Bacon.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more video games?
Yeah.
Games.
Or would you rather have games?
Bacon.
Unlimited games, but
I'd like unlimited games.
No
yeah.
games. No games.
But I can't have the games with the unlimited games.
Hell.
So then the bacon.
Hell.
What? No, but you have unlimited
real.
Games.
But no games.
It's
so
bacon.
Did he answer? I can't.
Yeah,
been,
I haven't
I've
really.
Been, I've
been
so
very
honed.
Focused.
I've been so honed
yeah.
in on this.
What would you rather have?
The. Rika.
And that's all the time we have here today.
Oh. Thank you, Jordan, for coming on the Trouble
Sandwich
podcast.
I can smell that.
Would you like a little?
It's going right up his nose.
It seriously has been all the way up in there multiple times.
It's literally like nostril. Like he's placing it in there and like. Hanging it around.
But speaking of getting all the way up in there, let's get all the way up in you for a second. What sort of stuff do you have going on? Let's roll out the red carpet. Where can people find you, and what sort of things are you working on that you want to send people over to?
Well, I wish I had some high production value projects that I could speak to, but just video game content for the most part. I've been doing racing simulator stuff recently, so I'm playing the F1 game right now.
Nice.
So I guess that's new and fun, and not many people watch it because it's so different than the usual
it's
stuff.
Too fast for them.
Yeah, probably their eyes can't perceive what I'm doing. I'm just lightning fast.
Probably like that family couldn't perceive when you were about to.
Oh no, they didn't see it coming.
Hit them at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, five.
Well, it doesn't go 80.
I thought it was five.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Anyway,
didn't matter.
Let's see. YouTube.
Baker's
Captain
dozen.
Sparkles. Yeah. Twitch. Captain Sparkles. The F1's on Jordan Games on YouTube or Twitch.
I like your shirt, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's, yes, that's quality content. Wow, you led into that very
gracefully.
No,
I wanted to.
Wow, do you like video game controllers? There's a controller on the back, isn't
it?
Cool. I don't know when this comes out, but you can just, you know, qualitycontent.com has really quality merchandise, which Schlatt can hopefully attest to.
I reached out to Jordan, and I'm like, send me that shit, and it's good.
It looks really good.
Love to hear it.
Yeah.
I gotta hit you too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd love to receive some.
Yeah.
Wow. I need more testimonials like this.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm sure it's beautiful and delicious.
I've not eaten it yet, but you can try.
Like the sandwich.
Just with some honey mustard.
With some bacon encrusted honey mustard.
Join us next episode when Ted Nivison eats a shirt. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching, and we will fucking ricka ricka you later. Dude.
Three, two, one.
Ricka ricka!